Could you imagine being on the job and they've been paying you for 1 year and somebody asks you, what are you doing here? I don't know. I'm employed. What more do you want from me? Man, it doesn't work that way. Do you understand? Moses, as we heard, as he reviewed not only his life, but reviewed the purposes of God to a young generation, he said, folks, which nation under heaven has heard God talk to them as God talked to you? Which nation under heaven has had their God coming down to commune with you? You are unique. You are special. God has a relationship with you. Wake up and be the people of God by your life. Walk the sanctified life. Do not mingle with the nations. Do not go and lose your separatedness. Live for your God. Be a testimony to the nations. God did not put his love upon you because you were bigger than anybody else, just because of his grace. And if that God has come down to you and to me in a way far transcending that of the people of Israel, he said, there's a purpose for your life. Is it not worthy for me to desire, O God, what would you have me to do and try to do it? Oh, I can be a teacher and recognize that as I am giving knowledge to children, I also have another mission to use opportunities to tell those children about God and salvation. Because you see, there are a lot of educated people. What I have discovered in recent months, no, recent years, there are some educated fools, you know. There are things that you hear people say, and you ask, how can a big man be so stupid? There are people with 3 degrees. The things that people say, how could they be so stupid? And so you recognize that not just having a diploma from high school or a degree from college, that something else is needed. I could have my PhD and yet I am still empty. There is something greater than having a degree in this world, than acquiring knowledge. I need wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There is something that is lacking. So I might be a great teacher, but I need to understand I have another dimension of my life. These kids before me must not only learn math and English. I may seek opportunity to tell them what the God was a purpose for their life. I might be a nurse. And I love that one. I spent 30-something years practicing nursing. And I had to see it as a ministry. For when my patients lie in the bed, they got to believe you. You have the needle in your hand. You have the medication that they want. A man, when he is running around with his strength, he has no time for God. When he lies down sick, he needs hope. And so, on one hand is my profession. On the other hand, it's my ministry that I can turn to somebody in need and ask, hey, is the house in order? So what are you talking about? What do you mean? So you tell them what you mean. You have to find ways, because the objective of the life is not just to give somebody tablets and injection and get them well physically to go back and live a sinful life. But, oh God, give me opportunity that you might minister to their souls, because the soul is what's important. And so, where do I stand? Lord, what do you want me to do? God wants me to be his servant. He wants me to be his mouthpiece. He wants me to be a vessel wherever I may be. Those whom he sanctified, he justified. And Romans 8 takes it beyond where 1 Corinthians took it. He said, you're glorified. He sees us already glorified. By the time Paul finished with Romans 8, with the magnificence of the gospel, the pinnacle of the gospel, Paul saw the finished product. Paul saw it the way the Lord Jesus saw it. Father, I have finished the work you gave me to do. But with the cross was still before him. He had not yet gone to Calvary. He had not yet gone to the Garden of Gethsemane. But he could speak as only he could speak, as the work being accomplished even before it actually was. I have finished the work, Paul said. Those of you whom he has called and sanctified and justified, he also has glorified. God said, brother, sister, take heart in our struggles. Take heart when the tribulation comes and the deep waters come, and at times the fire comes, and at times we weep over our children. We were talking today, when my kids are small, I have little problems. When they are grown up and big, I have big problems. When we go through difficulties and the fire, we take heart that God already knows the finished product. But I am struck with the Galatians scripture. He said, God called me not merely to save my soul, not merely to take me to heaven, but God saved me that I might display something for him here on earth. God saved me to reveal his son in me. The purpose of God is not merely that I will not go to hell. The purpose of God is not merely that I might understand scriptures. God wants to replicate his son in me. I have said many times before, when I was still working for some of my staff, some thought I was like Moses. I got into trouble fighting for them. Because, you see, I had to fight administration as a supervisor. I said, listen, if I would demand that my staff treat patients with respect and dignity, and I demanded that, then I have a right to treat them with respect and dignity. And I'll fight my boss to make sure that my staff got treated with respect and dignity. 3 months as a supervisor, one of my boss wanted me fired. That was a joke, but I wouldn't take time to go with that. I told my staff, who would say, Mr. Bristol, you are different, you are a nice supervisor. And my standard was, if my staff only say that I am a nice supervisor, I have not done my job. I have not fulfilled my purpose. If my staff say you are a fair supervisor, it's a nice commendation, but it falls far short of the mark